With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. South Dakota's only member of the U.S. House of Representatives is explaining his vote on impeachment. Congressman Dusty Johnson voted no, like most of his fellow Republicans. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Johnson explained his position to the PBS NewsHour during the House debate.
Well, I'll be voting against impeachment. And to be clear, I'm frustrated with the president. I think many of his actions, many of his words in recent weeks have not been helpful. They have made the situation worse, not better. Much of that action has not been particularly presidential. But I think we need to keep in mind our top three priorities right now. Number one, keep the peace over the next 7 days. Number two, bring this country together. And number three, hold people accountable while maintaining their due process rights. Impeachment, a snap impeachment, goes 0-for-3 on those criteria.
Johnson says the most likely place to hold the president accountable for the Capitol riot is in a court of law.
Of course, that's a perfectly, normal area for most of us to be held accountable. And I think there'll be a number of proceedings in the years to come where the president is going to have to answer for some of this, as well as other issues unrelated to last week.
Last week, Johnson voted to certify Joe Biden as the president-elect. Johnson says that vote inspired right-wing extremists to make a threat on his life.
I suspect my impeachment vote today will be very unpopular with some on the left. The reality is, I think, not just me, but all of my colleagues, we need to acknowledge that we may well be in danger, but we still need to do our jobs.
The House passed the articles of impeachment by a vote of 232 to 197. The Senate will now decide whether to convict and remove the president from office. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
South Dakota's new Chief Justice is calling for an increase in pay for the state's circuit court judges. Stephen Jensen says the current pay makes it tough to compete with the private sector. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
Chief Justice Jensen is the first new Chief Justice in 2 decades. He's replacing retired Chief Justice David Gilbertson. During Jensen's first State of the Judiciary address, he's asking legislators to consider raises for the state's judges.
The State Judicial Qualifications Commission has warned for several years that inadequate compensation is contributing to a lack of applicants for judicial positions. The UJS conducted an informal study of attorneys last year and found that judicial compensation was a significant issue, discouraging qualified attorneys from applying for judicial positions.
That's something that the Republican leader of the Senate says he supports. State Senator Lee Schoenbeck sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee and is also a trial lawyer. He says it's almost impossible to get a lawyer to leave private practice to take a position on the bench.
It's $141,000 a year is what a circuit judge makes. And you might say, well, that's a lot, but it isn't compared to if you're in the marketplace trying to compete and pull people away from the private sector. It's not going to do it.
Schoenbeck also says he backs Jensen's request for a centralized court security officer who will coordinate with county courthouses across the state. Chief Justice Jensen says there's currently no one within the unified judicial system who does that job.
We've always relied upon the counties to do that, and they do a really great job. The sheriffs are very attentive to us, but it also causes us sometimes to be reactive rather than proactive because we don't have someone that's thinking about it, that that's their exclusive job.
Jensen also says statewide, the coronavirus has slowed the court system's ability to do its job, but that cases are being heard. He says the courts have some catching up to do. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
A joint committee of state lawmakers have developed some COVID protocols for the rest of the legislative session. The president pro tem and speaker of the House can excuse members if they have COVID-19 or are quarantined. Members can participate in meetings and vote remotely instead of inside the Capitol building. Republican Senator Lee Schoenbeck says legislators should stay in Pierre and avoid working away from the Capitol building for most of session.
What that caused me to think about what happens if you're not here and what that does to the citizens' ability to communicate with their legislators and how critical it is for us to get information to make good decisions.
At least one Democratic lawmaker in the House is indicating she will work remotely until she can get a COVID vaccine. The Senate is requiring the public to wear masks in rooms controlled by that chamber. Masks are only encouraged on the House side. The rules now move to both chambers for a final vote.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
A South Dakota inmate who dismembered his victim after killing her is asking for a new trial. Stephen Falkenberg was found guilty in Yankton County of second-degree murder. He says the prosecutor at trial focused on the dismemberment, even though it occurred in a different state after the victim was dead. Victoria Wicks has more on this appeal.
Cut, chop, sever, amputate, decapitate, dismember.
Raleigh Hansman catches Justice's attention with words the state used throughout her client's trial.
Words that by their very utterance elicit a visceral, emotional reaction in a listener.
Hansman admits that Stephen Falkenberg caused his girlfriend's death in Yankton County and that he took her body to his family's farm in Michigan where he cut off her head, hands, and feet before dumping her in a creek. But Hansman says Falkenberg pushed the victim during an argument and she hit the wall and died. These circumstances might add up to manslaughter, but not second-degree murder. Hansman says the state emphasized the dismemberment that occurred days later in a different jurisdiction, and by doing so indicated Falkenberg had a depraved mind, an element of second-degree murder. But prosecutors say Falkenberg did more than give the victim a shove. Assistant Attorney General Chelsea Wenzel gives justices the state's version.
Defendant shoved Tammy against the wall and punched her in the face so hard that he fractured his hand in two places.
Wenzel says Falkenberg later told some people that he had punched an icicle and told others that he fell on the ice. But she says his broken fingers resemble a boxer's fracture.
His injury was most consistent with a strike to the chin, cheekbone, or eye socket.
Wenzel says later that same day, Falkenberg loaded the victim's body into his truck and drove 600 miles, partly in a blizzard, to get to Michigan. Wenzel says his actions were a continuous course of conduct, and his attempt to conceal his crime indicates he had a guilty conscience. Justices will consider these arguments, as well as issues surrounding orders of restitution, and deliver an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.